One thing the USAspending.gov portal has always had is data. But what it didn't have since the Office of Management and Budget launched the site in 2007 was much data analysis. But that's changing. The Treasury Department's Bureau of the Fiscal Service has launched a series of new data analyses that many who follow the federal budget expect to add a heap to the treasure trove of contracts, grants, and other spending information. Justin Maresco is Senior Policy Analyst with the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. He tells Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about the latest evolution of USAspending.gov.
We have a new initiative called the Data Lab, where we are posting analytics and visualizations to help inspire researchers and data scientists and members of the public to understand what this data is and to think of their own use cases for it. We also have redesigned the USA Spending site to make it more accessible, friendly, and easy to understand and use for members of the public and for federal agencies. And along the way, we did try to incorporate a lot of feedback from key stakeholders and members of the public, and we've been taking a user-centered design approach as we've gone along. So we've been doing interviews with members of the public and getting their feedback about what they've liked and what they've not liked about it. And we've tried to prioritize those changes and implement them as we can.
Talk a little bit about the redesign effort first. You talked about more user-friendly, more accessible. Tell me how.
One of the primary things that we have now is a lot more data than we had before on the old site. So the old USA Spending has been around for a number of years, and we've had grants data and contracts data. The difference now, really the key difference, is that we have data on how agencies spend money in their federal accounts. So the Data Act was passed in 2014, and over the last 4 years, the federal government has been coming together and agreeing on how to implement this law, how to provide more transparency into government spending. And over the last 4 years, there's been a lot of coordination. The Treasury and OMB have been facilitating. Treasury has been building the infrastructure to accept this new data from agencies across the federal government. We have over 90 agencies that are submitting data on how they spend money against their federal accounts in a uniform way. And that does a couple of things to increase transparency. First, it gives every member of the public and also people who work in those agencies a view into what agencies are spending and what they're spending money on. It also, for the first time, links those contracts and grants that we always had to the accounts that fund them, and that allows you to understand a little bit more about the contracts and the grants themselves by understanding not only the accounts that are funding them, but also the programs that they're supporting. So that's all new in this data set.
So let me make sure I understand, because the Data Act is something we've covered quite a bit. I know it's been a heavy lift for the government, but at the same time, a lot more progress than maybe people thought. When you say you can track the contracts or the grants back to the accounts, what you're really saying, though, is that Congress appropriated X amount of dollars to this agency, and they spent Y amount of dollars through this approach, whether it was a grant to fund research into cattle disease or whether it was a grant to fund medical research to cure cancer. You can follow it more closer to the end versus before you could just say, oh, that was HHS and they spent it through NIH. It was a grant. Do I have that kind of right?
Yeah, you've got it exactly correct. And one way that people can go and get a sense of this process that you're talking about now of like Congress appropriating money into accounts, agencies spending it on different types of activities is a tool on the USA Spending site called the Spending Explorer. So when you go into the Spending Explorer, you can, you know, choose the path that you're starting on. You can either start by looking at an agency or looking at a higher level than an agency, something that's called a budget function, which are higher level categories like transportation and defense that in some cases multiple agencies participate in. And you can start at that high level and choose your path and just drill in and drill in and drill in. For instance, you can start with the category of energy and then go into various different categories, get to a federal account, and then get to a program that is devoted to solar energy, click on that, and then see how is the Department of Energy spending money in that account. Part of it is on contracts, part of it is on grants. You can drill into the contracts and then see all of the contracts that are supporting that function. Whereas before, you could find those contracts individually, but there was no linkage to, you know, where the funds came from the appropriators.
And I think that's really the value of what Congress has hoped for out of the Data Act, which is this idea that you can track it down as to the lowest level possible, or at least as of right now, the lowest level possible in terms of the data that's being collected. And that's impressive. 90 agencies taking part. How difficult was this piece to build, given that you had standards at least, but did agencies follow those standards? And talk a little bit about what went into building this new tool.
From the beginning, we took an approach of focusing on the data as opposed to focusing on the system. So with this data-centric approach, we were able to say, this is exactly the kind of data that we want to have to make it usable for people in the end. We have this saying here on the team that data plus use equals value. So we have the data. What we're trying to maximize is the use. So with that approach, we were able to define, in coordination with agencies around the government, exactly what the standards are. And then agencies on their own and sometimes in groups getting together were able to figure out how to implement those changes to improve their financial management systems so that they could produce this data to Treasury. We also have a number of validations that we apply to the data as it comes in to make sure that there are some basic rules that are followed, and that helps to ensure the data quality.
The other piece of this that I think you said, and I like that, data plus use equals value. You mentioned this used by a lot of different stakeholders, whether it's academics or media or data scientists. Was there a request for this data? Like I know through the Data Act, the standards had to get done, but what made you decide to go down this path first of adding the Spending Explorer? What made you do that first versus something else? How'd you prioritize?
We knew that people were paying attention to this new data, and this was really the heavy lift for the government, was figuring out how to produce this data and to send it to us. And we really wanted to make sure that people are understanding it and that people are using it. So the Spending Explorer is the primary way that data is shown to the public right now on USA Spending, and it allows people to answer questions about how federal agencies are executing their mission, and it also shows the value of that data. And on that point, one other thing that we decided early on was that there are a lot of use cases that you can satisfy by going to USA Spending and doing a search. There are some other use cases that are a little bit more complicated and require you to download the data and do some analysis on your own. And that's why we decided to also launch the Data Lab. So the Data Lab is a related initiative that's part of the USA Spending family, where we have six different analytic tools and visualizations that we are launching that take different slices of the data and show the power of doing analysis to answer questions about the government. We have an analysis that focuses on contract data. We have an analysis that focuses on that federal account data that I was mentioning before. We have an analysis that takes a slice of grants data. That analysis focuses on how the federal government spends money to support the homeless population. We thought this was an interesting use case because there are a number of federal agencies and even more than that, federal programs that all participate in this space. There's Department of Labor, HUD, DOJ has a program. And we knew that our data, all being in the same standards and format, would make it easy for someone to come in and take a subset of that data that's focused on a specific type of issue. So we did this analysis of how the federal government spends money on homelessness and shows the way that those funds are distributed in different communities across the country, because we wanted stakeholders at the local level to use it to understand not only the federal programs that are impacting their area, but also federal programs that might be impacting their neighbors or other areas that are similar to them. But our larger purpose in doing that wasn't just to do an analysis of how the federal government spends money on homelessness. It's to show that this is an interesting use case, and there are many other use cases that are like it, that, you know, you, the analyst, or you, the person on the Hill, or you, the reporter, can go into the data and do yourself.
Justin Maresco is senior policy analyst with the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Check out Jason's story at federalnewsradio.com.